I was like, oh my goodness.
Love Talk Radio. Know
about with, you know, why this month came about, why we need to be aware of it, some things that you can do that will actually create awareness and make the roads a little safer and for everyone traveling safer.
Yeah, and as you say that, 35 years, I remember when Mothers Against Drunk Driving first came out. I remember when that first came out, and now we're talking about drugged driving and distracted driving,
right?
Because we have texting, and I still see so many people driving that are not hands-free. They have their cellular phone up to their ear, and they're driving with one hand. And usually when I'm trying to figure out what is that person in front of me doing, when I go around, they're on the phone.
They're on the phone.
Right. And that's the person who doesn't go through the traffic light at the time when it turns green or doesn't make the left-hand turn and the light changes and then the cars are honking and then they're moving. It, you know, I had to well, I have a little bit of a lead foot, and I had to take one of those classes where, you know, for not to have the points on your license. And what was amazing, there was probably 35 of us in the class, and the instructor had us each go around and say why we were there, what had happened. And there were about four of us that had got caught in the speed trap I got caught in. And what scared me was what people said. And this is honestly before the advent of smartphones, but, you know, for instance, there was this one woman, and she said she got a ticket on the way to the hospital because she was in labor. And nobody in the class could believe that she would get a ticket being in labor from a cop, that if a police officer pulled her over and she's in labor. And so the instructor said, well, wasn't there anyone with you that could have driven you? And she said, well, my boyfriend was with me in the car, and he said, well, why didn't he drive the vehicle if you're in labor? And she said, because he didn't know the way to the hospital. Oh, my goodness. I left that class being more scared about the other drivers around me and the decisions they were making, you know, good and bad decisions that they were making being on the road and being distracted. One man talked about trying to beat the train on the railroad tracks. Another man talked about honking at someone, and that person got out of the car with a baseball bat, and he had just come from the firing range.
Oh, wow.
And said to his wife, give me the key
to
the lockbox in the trunk.
No.
And she said no. And I thought, I stopped honking at people at that point.
Uh-huh.
So it is amazing what we do in our vehicles and what our vehicles can do. And then when you add in alcohol, drugs, or now our smartphone technology, even our smart cars, how distracted we are. I mean, I'm always looking at the song. And when was it out? And who sings that song? Oh, wait a minute. I'm up on the curb.
You get more information now about that. But it sounds like we're adding another D to that list, and that's dumb decisions.
Dumb decisions, too.
Now, let's talk about the conviction of drunk drivers. What percentage of drunk drivers are actually convicted?
Well, the percentage that are convicted can be, what I like to focus on is how many are repeat. They are 50 to 75% that are convicted drive on a suspended license.
Oh.
So they get convicted and, you know, they get their license taken away. I'm from the state of Michigan. You get a paper license. Mm-hmm. They actually take your card away, but people still drive around on it. People still drive around. Now, a lot of them, you know, they can drive to and from work or to and from the grocery store if they're a caregiver for their parent. But it's those repeat offenders, those people that are on the road that should not be on the road and are drinking. You know, I grew up in a small town, and this people would say, well, I have a bag of beer and I'm driving around. And you'd go to the local party store, and you'd get a 12-pack of beer in a brown paper bag, and you'd drive around the country roads.
Oh,
that was accepted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking. I am. I'm from a small town. And in high school, that's what the kids did and the college kids did the back roads along the way. But they would pull over and just start drinking. They wouldn't keep driving, though.
But on that note, what kind of the age group that has, like, the most convictions or...
Drunk driving is highest among those that are 21 to 25 years old still, the younger group, and more males than females, you know, get picked up and convicted. And it could be that men are just driving more than women drive, or there's a different way that women operate than men. But the statistics show that it's that younger generation that still are the ones that have the highest conviction rate.
I think guys drink more during that age group, and I just think about that movie Clueless and those two girls driving, and they were clueless.
They were in the class I was in.
You know, another startling statistic that I learned of is that there's, three of us here, mm-hmm. and two of the three of us will, in our lifetime, be involved in a drunk driving accident.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Doesn't mean we're the ones driving,
right.
but we could be a passenger in a car where somebody's been drinking. We could be hit by somebody who's been drinking. But two out of the three of us, the statistics show, will be involved in an accident involving a drunk driver.
And what percentage of those are fatal? Of these accidents?
That I don't know. I do know that 28 people a day do die because of drunk driving.
Wow.
So that's more than one an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
So you think about, I I'm not good at math.
Well, I'm not either. I'm trying to calculate it in my head. Let's just say it's a lot,
it's
too much.
It is.
It's just way too many.
Well, every 2 minutes, somebody is injured by a drunk driver in this country.
Right.
Injured, not killed, but every 2 minutes.
Wow. That is something. I mean, that just escalates the cost
mm-hmm.
of prevention or even helping somebody that's been involved in a drunk or distracted driving accident
mm-hmm.
on the whole country. It's just
right.
escalates.
You know, I was some of my friends know, and of course I wrote a book about it, but I was hit in the loop and run over last year by a cab.
Oh, boy.
And I was sober, and he was sober, obviously, in a cab. The cost that happened and what I learned about distracted driving, and, the AARP had done some studies and had shown that the number one reason people are hit is a right turn on red. That's the number one reason people are hit, because we look right and then we look left and we want to beat the traffic
right.
and we turn right and we plow into that pedestrian.
Right.
The second reason that pedestrians are hit, this is outside, drunken drug driving, but more with distracted. The second reason is that we've made the streets wider and the time to get there shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And so senior citizens can't get across. There's no median. There's no boulevard to stop. We've turned that into a turn lane. And so, and especially seniors are 21% of those that are hit.
Oh,
that's
no.
Why. But they're only 13% of the population.
Right.
So that's the second reason. The third reason is distracted driving. And
mm-hmm.
I think this study was done from 2003 to 12.
Right.
And I can only imagine the next study they do will show that distracted driving has popped to the top.
I'm sure, with all the campaigns of no texting and driving. And I see that a lot of these statistics are coming from 2011. So I'm quite sure that in 2015, there's going to be a significant difference with that other D, that distracted driving.
Right. And Mothers Against Drunk Driving did put together their campaign, their strategic plan, and did include distracted driving in that strategy
mm-hmm.
because it is just becoming more and more prevalent. We see it all the time. And what do you say to somebody? What do you say to somebody that you're driving along and you see them on the phone? I get so frustrated.
I do too.
Right.
And then you have tired driving as well.
Mm-hmm.
I had the scariest incident. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but I was in Atlanta and we were driving on the highway and I could not believe my eyes. I looked over and the gentleman driving in the next lane was completely asleep. I mean, head back, mouth open.
I'm not kidding you.
Behind the wheel.
Behind the wheel. And fortunately, he was just going straight. So we kept honking the horn until he finally woke up. And I'm hoping he pulled over. I didn't hear of anything later on. But I kid you not, his head was back and his mouth was open. And he was just dry. Fortunately, it was a straightaway.
Mm-hmm.
But he was completely asleep. So with that in mind, what are some of the tips that people can take to stay safe this holiday season?
Well, this holiday season or whenever they're out with others, I would say, first of all, have a designated driver. Oftentimes I've learned that, if you're the designated driver and the restaurant or the tavern or the saloon you're at knows that, they'll give you free drinks, meaning non-alcoholic drinks. They
mm-hmm.
might give you a free appetizer because you're the designated driver. One of my friends said, and you're the one with all the pictures.
Yeah.
What happens tonight goes on Facebook tomorrow, right? but she said, and you can be the one, you know, making fun of your friends, like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
The second is, you know, hire a taxi service or an Uber. You know, be safe. Think about that. Spend a few dollars. You know, pool your resources with your friends and say, we're going to be safe. You know, if there's public transportation, take public transportation. You know, I happen to live in the city of Chicago, and they do the penny ride on New Year's Eve, you know. But I had a class reunion a few years ago. It was our 30th, and one of the local beer distributors actually paid for taxis for that night for the class reunion classmates to go to the hotels or go home because they did not, because they knew we would be drinking and celebrating and you're nervous and you're seeing your classmates you haven't seen for 30 years. So, you know, you can work with the local beer distributors and wine distributors that will help you. Walk to your destination, you know, that, think about staying local. You know, we all want to put money in our economy and locally and Small Business Saturday. We'll carry it out and do that. And also think about maybe tying one on with a red ribbon. The Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD, as well as the Fraternal Order of Police come together, and they give red ribbons and decals and stickers, and you can tie one on where you tie it on your rearview mirror, and it kind of reminds you, it's like that string around your finger, the rubber band on your wrist, of a way to stay sober, stay safe, have a plan. Most of all, just have a plan.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that information with us. And we want everybody out there to stay safe, not just for the month of December, but all year long.
Right. And when we come back, we're going to have Javon's Travel Minute and talk about our favorite things. You're listening to The Traveling Eye. I'm Bonnie Deshaun.
And I'm Javon Harley on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
Need some encouragement to get through the week? Want some inspiring words to uplift your spirit? Then join HUR Voices for Divine Inspiration, Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll hear from eminent guest speakers from Howard University's historic Lincoln Chapel. For more on Divine Inspiration, like HUR Voices on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at HUR_voices.
Hi, I'm Hoda Kotb from NBC's Today Show. I am so excited to let you know that I have my very own exclusive show on Today Show Radio on Sirius XM. After you listen to Kathy Lee and Hoda talk to me about it, we're going to talk music, tech, exercise, nutrition, relationships, and celebs.
This show is going to be so much fun.
We're going to get to know each other.
Join me, Hoda Kotb, for
The Hoda Show, Mondays and Wednesdays, 2 p.m. East on Today Show Radio, Sirius XM 108.
Tanning, indoors or out, increases your risk of skin cancer, including melanoma, the second most common cancer in young adults, and the leading cause of cancer death in women 25 to 30.
Tanning doesn't make me look healthier. My ambition does. Tanning doesn't make me stand out. My drive does.
Tanning can cause wrinkles, age spots, and even melanoma, the cancer that kills one person every hour. And using tanning beds significantly increases your risk of developing melanoma.
Tanning doesn't make me glow. My individuality does.
Tanning doesn't make me feel better about myself.
I got the job!
My confidence does.
Tanning doesn't make you more beautiful. It only makes you more at risk. Stop tanning. Learn more at spotskincancer.org, a message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
This is Stephen A. Smith of Mad Dog Sports Radio. You want unfiltered sports talk?
Here it is.
Cam Newton is balling. He's not the leading candidate for league MVP,
but he should be a candidate.
Young Cowboy, stay right now, Matt Castle. He looked like a backup, and that's what was revealed. Plain and simple.
How many quarterbacks out there do you see capable of doing what Aaron Rodgers continues to do?
He's a bad man.
The Stephen A. Smith Show.
1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Mad Dog Sports Radio. Channel 82.
Welcome to WHUR World, a progressive mix of music and information. We broadcast across the World Wide Web and offer programming that entertains, educates, and provides context for mature adult listening audience. Our intensive blend of classic jazz, rhythm and blues, hip-hop, African-American folk, gospel, and world music inspires creative thought and imagination. WHUR World, 96.3 HD2, part of the Howard University Radio Network.
Don't you wish that getting your child to eat right, move more, and spend less time in front of a screen could be as easy as pushing a button? Well, you have more power than you know. The National Institutes of Health's We Can program can provide you with tips and tools to help your child stay at a healthy weight. Call 866-359-3226 for a free We Can Parent Handbook and visit wecan.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to The Traveling Eye on HUR Voices, SiriusXM, Channel 141. I'm Bonita Shaw.
And I'm Javon Harley.
And our website is TheTravelingEye.com, and we want you to send us a like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, use that Instagram and the hashtag TheTravelingEyeShow. And now it's time for Javon's Travel Minute.
Make your next trip interesting. Choose one thing to look for, and you'll find you've turned a regular vacation into an adventure. Here are some examples of what I'm talking about. Ceilings, especially in places like Italy, where every one of them is painted, stained glass. You'll find them in churches, museums, and sometimes unusual places. Doors or windows. I mostly notice them when I'm in a vehicle driving through neighborhoods and the countryside. The varying designs are intriguing, and they tell a story. Best places for breakfast. I think breakfast gives you insight into the pulse of a city. Best views, and not just from above. Sometimes it's on a bridge or at a strategic street. Now, the possibilities are endless. Do a little research in advance for something that is special about the destination or something you're particularly interested in, and go on a treasure hunt. This is Javon, and that was your Travel Minute.
You know, I really like that one because have you noticed that most breakfast places are decorated or have personality or a theme or something?
Yeah, they do, and I think that they're such local spots that it really tells you about the city and what the people are like, if they're regulars or the people coming in and out of work, or if it's a neighborhood place where people are leisurely having breakfast. But usually people have their favorite places, and so it would be fun to just kind of test them out, asking people what's your favorite place for breakfast. Locals, mind you, not the hotels.
Right.
They're going to steer you in certain directions. But then you get to discover some things on your own and find out what's the best thing on that menu. And I know some of the trips that we've taken, we've gone to some fantastic local places for breakfast. And it says, oh, you have to have the latte here or the waffles here. And it's such a wonderful experience. And then you get to compare them all and do a little journaling of your own. But, you've turned that vacation into a treasure hunt or an adventure, something that you sought after amongst the other things that you've been doing.
And just one last thing on this, because I really loved your Travel Minute, the ceilings. We never look up.
Yeah.
We never look up. And
yeah.
Look up and see the beautiful ceilings, especially in Italy.
Especially in Italy. And that's what kind of gave me the idea. And we weren't thinking about it at the time, but I thought when we got back, we could have done a segment just on ceilings,
mm-hmm.
and who painted them and what's on them and how they painted them and the story behind it, the period, and just looking at the different photos. And it is very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even doors and windows, I find sometimes as you're driving along, you go, oh, look at that door. So when you find these things, just kind of think about taking those photos, learning a little bit more, because doors have histories too.
Mm-hmm.
The architecture or the design of the door tells a different story. And sometimes it tells a story about that particular house, or so-and-so made that, or it was carved by hand, or the wood came from this place. And so you find some wonderful stories, too.
You know, that Travel Minute is a show.
Yeah.
Because I just thought about us being in New Orleans and looking for the gates.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was just, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. Just thinking about turning that regular vacation into an adventure or into a treasure hunt. But today we're talking about our favorite things, and it's the season, so you can kind of use this list also as some gifts that you can buy for the traveler in your life, and that makes it that much more interesting, because now you're giving somebody something that you know they're going to use.
Exactly, and you can be that traveler too if you want and buy it for yourself.
Absolutely.
And some of these things are just so plain basic and small, and you would say, wow.
Great stocking stuffer.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to buy a set of luggage for somebody that's very expensive. You don't have to buy them the newest cell phone or smartphone, you can buy them the accessories that go along with
it. Exactly.
So a lot of these things are great stocking stuffers. So let's get started. You know what I have discovered over the last couple of years, and that is no chip nail polish. And I love it. And you're saying, well, why do you love that for travel? Because it doesn't chip. So many times I go to the salon and I get my nails done, and the second or third day into the trip, they're all chipped, and I'm hiding my hands.
Right.
You know, I'm balling up my fingers so that nobody can see how terrible they look. And then I started traveling with the remover or clear.
Mm-hmm.
And when I discovered the no chip, it stays on for 2 weeks, and it doesn't chip. And I absolutely love it.
So do I. And because anytime you're going somewhere and you're picking up your luggage and you're doing this, or even if you're swimming a lot or in water a lot, that nail polish goes off, and then you just don't look cute anymore.
No. And I find that the no chip is a bit of a protectant with the nails. Now, make sure that you're getting it done professionally. You can buy it yourself, but make sure you're taking care of your nails, because if you peel it off, you're peeling off nail. And so you want to make sure that you take care of them. So you can buy someone the polish, or you can buy them a gift certificate to go to the salon.
And that would be a good one. Well, you know, one of my favorite things is a digital scale to weigh my luggage. You know, before I got my digital scale, I would put it on my regular scale
in the bathroom.
Or I had one of the old ones where the dial went, but once you had to try to lift the luggage and look at the dial at the same time.
Right.
With the digital, you put it on, you lift the luggage, it stays.
It locks it in. Yeah.
So you really know how much your luggage actually weighs.
Yeah. And one thing you want to do if you're looking for one as a gift to someone is make sure it's lightweight, because there are different ones that you want to buy, and you don't want the scale to add weight to the luggage. So you want something very lightweight. And as Bonnie just mentioned, you want to make sure it's one that locks in the weight so that you can put the luggage down and then turn it around and look at it.
Right, because once you get to that airport and you put it on their scale and you find out that you're about 5 pounds over, even 1 pound over, then that's a very costly thing.
It is, and it's great to know. Then you can make the adjustment before you get to the airport, and you're not that person on the floor unpacking.
We have seen it done many times.
One of the other things that I love is a tinted moisturizer. Now, I have a brand that I like, but you have to really find one that you like. What I love about it is that it's a moisturizer, but it's a tinted, so it's a little bit of a foundation as well. So it gives you that even look. But even when you're traveling on long flights, you arrive looking very fresh, or you can go in and put some on. It's not that heavy foundation that you don't want on your skin for that long of a time. Or when you're in flight and the air is very dry and it starts caking, you don't get that. With this tinted moisturizer, it is just that. It's a moisturizer that has some tint in it, and it leaves your skin looking good and feeling good.
And when you're traveling and you say to have your skin hydrated and looking great, it matters. It
right.
really matters.
It certainly does.
Well, this is a big ticket, but I love luggage. I love luggage. But I like luggage that has kind of a flair to it. Like, we've got zebra luggage, we've had panther luggage, and this, that, and the other. And you may not say, well, Bonnie, that's a lot. But there's a lot of luggage places or places to sell luggage that you can give a gift certificate to the traveler. And even just a little bit will help, whether it's a carry-on or for something to go inside, a pouch or whatever. It's a gift.
There are some discount department stores that sell luggage, and you can get them at really good prices. My favorite carry-on is a hard case with the front pocket that you can put your laptop in, and it's padded for your laptop as well, because when you're going through TSA security, you can just unzip it and take your laptop out, put it right back in without unpacking a bunch of things. And I also usually put my documents in that front pocket as well, because that front pocket usually has different compartments to it. And so I absolutely love that hard case with that front pocket that's padded for a laptop.
I like the hard case, too. And the thing is, people, you have to change your luggage
depending on how much you travel, because it gets scuffed up, the wheel stop. So
the wheels on the bus.
they come off.
They do.
At the most inopportune time. So luggage is one of my favorite things.
And I love, I'm all on the beauty tip now. I love the... There are two different types that I use, and I will give you some brands here because I really do love these. First of all, I like the Evian Face Spray. Mm-hmm. It's Evian water, and it's mineral water, and you can just spritz it on your face when you're in or on a long flight, and you get that extra hydration. And then the other one that I like is the Frownies Rose Water Hydrator Spray. It also has... and I know I'm pronouncing it incorrectly, hyaluronic acid in it, mm-hmm. which is very moisturizing, and it's part of it, but it's also rose water, which is very calming for the skin, and I love those two, and I travel with those, and it's great to spray them on for those long flights, and even while you're traveling, I spray it on at night or first thing in the morning before I put on my moisturizer. It just helps that much more.
Get that good hydrated, plus it smells good, too, the rose, especially the rose water.
Yes, it does.
I have been turned on to those vacuum bags, the ones that you can put things in and then you just roll it up tight and the air comes out. Face saver bags, that's it. And I really like those because it does give me some room in my suitcase. It keeps things, it doesn't wrinkle things up either if you roll it right.
But what about when at the destination, do the hotel rooms have the vacuum?
You don't need it. You just roll it
to press the air out.
And you press the air out.
So it's not the one with the vacuum.
With the vacuum, And you just roll it, and then you press the air out, and then you flatten it out, and it lays flat in your suitcase. And I use it for my dirty things, too, when I come back, because then they're totally separate then, and then vacuum sealed. So we don't have to worry about it. And they're not expensive at all. So I really like those. Get large, medium. And I don't really use the small a lot, but I use a lot.
Yeah. And everything except for the luggage that we talked about today are all stocking stuffers and great ideas to get someone who travels a lot. Because a lot of these things you can never have too much of because you use them all the time and you run out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're great, great things to have. Now, I have to have my earbuds. Have to have my earbuds for several reasons. One, I like to listen to my music, but two, I can tune out everybody else that's around me, especially if it's a crazy kid.
You know, earbuds would not stay in my ears.
Oh.
So I get the earphones.
Okay.
It's okay. Or either I get the ones that go in but have the thing
the hook around.
The ear.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. The other ones just fall right out.
I can't stand the earphones. I can't stand to have my whole ear covered. It drives me nuts. I feel like I'm in a vacuum or something.
That's why I like it.
Yeah.
Because I really, really, really don't hear it. But you know, Javon, with the smartphones and stuff, I found that, and you really, these are free. And I guess these aren't really a gift, but they're things that you can think about if you're the traveler. Travel apps.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ones that I download that's the translator and the one that does the currency for me. And those apps for the traveler is, I use them all the time.
I use the translator a lot, and I use different ones at different destinations. I don't keep them because when I leave the destination, I get rid of it, but it can help you find different things at the destination. But if you're thinking about getting something like that as a gift, there are gift cards that you can get for the different stores that sell apps that people can download them and then use it as a credit to buy it. Because, you know, if you download an app that costs something, you have to pay for it. And you can either enter your own credit card number on your phone to do that, or when it asks you for the payment, you can use one of these cards to do that. So that's a great gift that you can give. Now, here's something that I absolutely travel with all the time. I would put it at the top of my list for favorite things. Those are my scarves. I carry several scarves. One, the pashminas, the big, big, big ones, because I use them kind of as blankets on the plane, but they're also great if you have inclement weather or it's a little chilly. They're fashionable at the same time. I also like the ones to wrap my hair in because I'm having those bad hair days. I can wrap my hair. And then also they're your fashion scarves, ones to just enhance your outfit. Great accessories to have. They pack well. they're light, and they can take an outfit from day to night very easily, or just make you fashionable as you're walking the streets of Europe or wherever it is that you want to go.
Because in Italy, everybody wears a scarf in Italy.
Love scarves. Yeah. They have so many uses. And they can change the look of an outfit entirely. So, yeah, I have three different ones that I take, one for my hair, a fashion scarf, and that pashmina. Mm-hmm. Love my pashminas.
Well, my top of the list is Kindle. You know, I read so much, and I love books, but you just can't carry 12 books in a suitcase going somewhere. So my Kindle is what I use. And if you know someone who travels, who reads a lot and has a Kindle, the gift certificate, the Amazon gift certificate, so that we can buy the books and load them down, that's a great gift for a traveler.
Yeah, it is. And I tell you, today it's so easy to buy things, whether it's online, or you can also send someone the credit or gift, or gift card, virtual gift cards that you can get online. Mm-hmm. So it makes it very, very easy. Now, I just discovered something that I absolutely love, and these are called Fit Kicks, and I bought it from Grommet. These are flat shoes that they can be used for light fitness, like if you're going to maybe just be on the treadmill, or if you're doing yoga in your room, something like that. Mm-hmm. I also use them when I'm on the plane. I can put those on instead of my shoes. They have hard soles on them, so they're great on the plane, and they're extremely comfortable, but they're a lot lighter than fitness shoes. Of course, you can't use them to run,
right?
But you can use them for the treadmill or just doing weights and things like that in the fitness center. And of course, they make great shoes to wear on the plane.
I'm going to have to get me a pair of those
Fit Kicks, and they're not expensive.
Oh, excellent.
They're not expensive at all.
Oh, that's going to be one of my shopping stuffers for me. All right, I love my camera. And there's so many different types of cameras, and there's so many different pricing in cameras. So if you have that person who, you know, a camera is a great gift for a traveler. However, if they have a camera, a great gift is to put a packet together by putting in the flash card, getting a 32 or 64 gig flash card, an adapter so they can download the pictures to their computer or whatever, and just make a little packet, a gift packet of camera accessories for the traveler.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Certainly, there are a lot of accessories that you can get for someone with a camera that helps, because those cards aren't cheap when you add them all up, but it can make a great gift, and it's affordable for one person, but if you're traveling and you need to buy them all the time, it can become an expense.
Yeah.
It certainly can. Well, there's another one that I absolutely have to have on the plane, and that is my neck pillow. But I like the one with the micro beads. I don't like the blow-up ones, and I don't like those really hard ones. I haven't tried the ones with that memory foam yet, or that one you can mold. I haven't tried those, but I absolutely love my micro beads. They're very soft and cushy, and even if I'm flying in first class, I still carry my neck pillow, and I use it on top of their pillow. It makes it much more comfortable. For some reason, sometimes those seats, when you put your head back, it's not as comfortable, but if you have that neck pillow and you're sitting upright, it really is a lot more comfortable, even if you're not sleeping.
It takes that space up, because a lot of times you have that space between the headrest and your neck.
Exactly, and depending on your height, it's different for you, where your head hits that headrest.
You know, I've never used a neck pillow.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I could, but I mean, you look so comfortable when you're flying with it.
Yeah, and then when you're in economy and you can't stretch out, you do that head bob and your neck is hurting because you're leaning over. It makes a world of difference. And I kind of turn it in different directions, and that way if your head's leaning forward, it's not going all the way forward. It's just a lot more comfortable.
Ooh.
Yeah, remember to get a protector for it and wash it when you get back.
I was gonna say, you can't put those in the microwave, can you, sometimes, so you make it warm so you can...
They have neck pillows for that. The ones that I travel with are not those type, but they do have some that you can heat, and they have the material inside allows you to heat it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Now, I know people aren't used to writing anymore, but a journal is a wonderful gift to give a traveler, because there's so many thoughts that you come up with when you see something, and to be able to jot it down and your feelings down. And if you're one that doesn't like to write by hand, you know, they have journals that you can get on the computer and stuff, or you can give as a gift to someone through a gift certificate that way. But a journal is a wonderful travel gift to keep pictures in, or they even have some that if you've gone to a restaurant and you've got the takeaway recipe, you can put it in there.
And please do that. You can put things
stuff.
In.
Yeah.
I think they still sell them, and I think that the travel journal is still a good idea, and I think that it's probably one of the last places where people still do journal when they travel. And especially if you're on a motor coach and you're on there for quite a while, it's a great tool to have. But sometimes when you're trying to use an app or you're trying to type on your iPad or tablet, it takes a lot longer. It's a lot easier to pull it out and jot down some notes.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then it gives, when you go back to read it, though, that's what's great. It's like you see your handwriting and what you saw. It almost makes the feeling closer.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I think is absolutely necessary are those tech accessories.
Mm-hmm.
And one tech accessory is the organizer, so that you don't have your cords and cables just all bundled up where you can't get them apart, and it's very frustrating. And you get those cases where it has different compartments for the different cables, and that way you just open that up and you have everything right there at your fingertips. And then, of course, is the portable charger. That's another tech accessory that I think it was the best invention ever.
It's the best thing since ice cream, I'm telling you, folks.
It is, because we use the smartphone so much. Before, we just used the phone as a phone. It didn't eat up the battery that much. But now, as a smartphone, when you're on social media or you're playing games or you're listening to your music or you're taking pictures, that battery goes very quickly. And so to have that portable charger that you're not looking for a socket,
right,
to charge. And in the case of emergencies, if you're in a car and your car is not working and you need to make a phone call and your phone may be dead, then you have that extra power.
Just make sure you charge the battery.
You have to charge the charger. Every time you use it, come back and charge it.
And they have it all different price ranges, too.
They do.
And so it can go as small as you like, $5 all the way up to as much as you want to spend.
Right. And the difference is based on the brand, the packaging, and the power.
Mm-hmm.
So understand that, too. So if you want something with more power and more juice, it is going to cost you more, but it's going to last longer. So just kind of think about how much you think you'd use it and what your needs are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Travel socks.
Yes,
travel socks are so important. I mean, just nice. I have different types. I have the kind that are nice and fluffy and soft, but then again, I have the kind that are more compressed. They're comfortable, but they compress my leg so that if I'm on a long flight or something, I'm comfortable and I'm not worried about circulation.
Right.
But travel socks are so important.
Yeah, and I say get the ones with the hard soles.
Mm-hmm.
Because of bacteria, you don't want to step in anything when you're on the plane or at the airport. And think about travel socks, too, when you're at TSA, especially in the summer, when you have to take your shoes off and you're barefoot. I've been caught a few times with that, so I try to remember to either bring my Fold-A-Flats or my Fit Kicks or some travel socks for that. But also in the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes the hotel will provide you with slippers, and I will use those. But I use two different ones for warmth, and then the other one's in the bathroom. And I bring my rubber flip-flops to walk around in the bathroom.
And then that's another gift, too, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, because you do need those shower shoes.
Yes, the traveler needs the traps.
Yeah.
Now, talking about portable chargers, charging everything when you get back to the hotel room, the great thing now is that everything's on a universal USB, with the exception of iPhones. They have their own little different thing. And so there are two things that I really love, and one is the multiple port USB charger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one plug-in, and it has maybe 5 or 6 ports. Some of them have as many as 10, depending on what you want. And so you can charge several things at the same time. The other one that I like is the multiple charger, which is one cord with a USB on one end, but then it fans out almost like a lobster with different types of port ends. So depending on whatever kind of phone you have, there's one that'll fit an iPhone, there's one that'll fit an Android.